Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back. Episode 12 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? Wow. So, let's see. What a week I've had, huh? Hopefully, you guys have gotten a chance to watch my meat cookies video that I posted yesterday or the day before. I sure hope you guys are laughing with me. That was ridiculous. So, the video was a lot of fun to make. I have been focused this last month or two on learning about video production and editing, and I haven't really done much with it, and I don't know if I ever will, but I am, you know, I've been making videos for years now, just kind of without really even thinking about it, just right out of the camera. And after all this time, I finally took some time to learn about things like frame rates and editing and how slow my computer is and all that stuff. So I used that video as a little bit of a practice piece, and I sure enjoyed making it, and I die laughing every time I watch it. Those sound effects of the meat are hilarious, and just the whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous to me. But I'm really thankful to have the opportunity to post it and share it, and to the inspiration to create, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, I made all the music. I've been trying to play my guitars again. I put them away for a few years, actually. I haven't picked up an instrument for a long time, so my fingers are all tender and my skills are sloppy, but it's been fun to get re-inspired and get back to putting the headphones on and making some music, and the videos give me some inspiration, a place to put that. So that's been really fun. I've been playing. I got a new camera last summer, and I've been playing with that with video, and I did. I just actually sold it and upgraded to something a little bit better in the last few months, and so I'm spending a lot of time learning about that and the video stuff, so I really got a lot out of making that video. So thank you for indulging me, giving me inspiration and a reason to post that stuff. And I think I'm going to try, and if you guys don't complain, I'll try and keep doing those little vignettes as time goes on, every few weeks, once a month or whatever. They do take some time, but I am motivated. So I think I'll use that as a way to show you guys a little bit more of my life. So hopefully once the weather changes, I'll get outside and show you some of my tasks outside and some nice little stories like that. Cause that gives me a neat way to do it without worrying about dialogue and a place to put some music and all that stuff. So anyways, that was a lot of fun. The video is ridiculous in a lot of ways. I made it funny to me. Sort of the whole presentation is sort of hilarious to me, and I had, like I said, a lot of fun with the artistic side. Some things that happened weren't intentional, so I don't usually have a giant grease fire every time I cook, and that really, really, really burns my hamburgers, but I figured that was what I've been telling you guys I do, is eat burned hamburgers, and that was a pretty dang good example. That was pretty dramatic anyways for the video, so yeah, that little grill, you know, builds up grease, and every week or two, it has some pretty good grease fires. Now, a lot of times, usually I would let that grease fire burn before I'd cook. I wouldn't normally cook in 3-foot flames. The end results are about the same. You know, I just kind of shortened up my cooking time so they weren't totally black. But I do like them about that, as done as they were. That was a pretty well done batch, to be totally honest. There were some on the bottom there that were too black for me, but for the most part, the ones you could see on the top of the picture at the end of the little video there, a pretty good example of what I like, although, like I said, I don't always like to cook in 3 feet of flames and burn my hair off my eyelashes and stuff. But anyways, thanks you guys, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for indulging me and inspiring me. And I had a great week. I really enjoyed all your comments. I've been really busy. I haven't, some of you guys have noticed, I've been absent from Twitter and absent from our Reddit subreddit, and haven't really been very active online. And a big part of that is because I have been focusing so much on and so inspired by learning the video stuff that when I have been on my computer, I've been focused on creating, and then I have gotten off it and not done much social media. And it's the weather's changing a bit. We had some nice sunny days this week, and I spent a lot of time outside, a lot more time with my chainsaw. And that'll happen as the winter turns into spring and summer here. I'm sure I'll spend less time online than I did in the winter here. And hopefully, you know, you guys will stick with me when I don't always come back to make comments right away. So with this channel, Zero Carb Journal, you know, I post these videos and then I try and get back to your comments. But then a lot of times I switch back to my other channel and end up working over there all week and don't always get back to this one right away. So, but I'm here and I'm loving it. And yeah, so that explains a little bit of my presence online being a little bit less these days. And I'm still very interested in staying connected with all of you, my carnivore people. You guys are a huge part of my support system and mean a lot to me, so I'm not going anywhere, but just focusing on spending some time in some other ways. So yeah, my week, wow, you guys, I had a really good week. Let's see, I'm trying to remember where we left off. So I, in terms of what I ate, my zero carb stuff, you know, I stayed the course pretty much. I just mostly stayed with my meat cookies. I did eat some fish this week. I still have a freezer that has a lot of salmon and halibut in it. And so I've been trying to eat a little bit more of that. I did eat more eggs this week. I did finish off that dozen eggs I bought a few weeks ago. I left it alone again for a few weeks and then came back to it. I think they make me feel fine, you guys. I don't think I have any problems with them. It's funny, you know, though, the more I eat beef, the more I really just want the beef. The eggs just seem like taking up room that the beef could go in, which is funny. I love eggs. I've always loved them. And they've always, you know, like runny yolks and over-easy type eggs have always made my meat better, in my opinion. I've always really looked forward to it. And I still kind of do, but it was interesting to note just how I really wasn't that inspired by them. But they feel fine, and I'm excited about that because my chickens will be laying again in another month or so when we get to 12 hours of daylight again. And so I'll be looking forward to that. So I ate fish and eggs, and I didn't notice a significant difference in the way I felt. A little bit of difference in my BMs. The greasier or the oilier fish, I guess, does lead to a little bit looser stools. But for the most part, I've been still fabulous, better than I've ever been my whole life with regards to that. I did get sick once very early in the week. I ate some chuck steak, and I ate a lot, and I think too much fat again. I woke up in the middle of the night with a familiar feeling, and I vomited. I vomited up a lot of little fat chunks. And it wasn't too bad, and I knew it was coming, and I knew that vomiting would make me feel better. But it's interesting, you know, so I still certainly have some issues. As good as I am, as good as everything is going, you know, it's not fair to say that I don't have any issues at all. And in some ways, it's good for me to have those moments to remind myself, yeah, man, you're sick. You know, like, stay the course, pay attention, don't let up. Because I'll start to get slack a little bit and I'll start thinking I'm going to stray. I mean, I don't want to stray. I love my zero carb way of life and I don't want anything else. But, you know, you get curious, so. So yeah, so I got ill one night, but for the most part, I've been feeling really good, and so I didn't let it bother me. I know what it was. It was just the gristly fat bits. I just can't process them. I know that, and a little bit is no big deal. Like one little bite or a few little bites, no problem. But if I eat, so like what happens with ribeye, if you eat a lot, it loads up in my stomach, and I feel fine after I eat, and then 6 hours later, I wake up or whatever, and I'll be sweaty and just kind of know that my stomach isn't handling it and it needs to come out. So I guess that's just me, and I'm living and learning. But on that note of moving forward, I did, and trying different things and getting curious, I bought some cheese this week, you guys. I haven't tried it yet, but I bought some aged cheddar. So it's got no ingredients other than milk and salt, and it's been aged for 15 months, so it shouldn't have any lactose in it. So I feel pretty comfortable about it, but it's funny, I got it home and I was like, yeah, why would I do that? It might make me sick. So I just kind of bounce back and forth between not really caring about having any other foods and being slightly curious. So I made a mistake. I put my microphone on top of my dog's little bed support here, so you're probably going to hear all kinds of noises. He's looking like he's getting rambunctious, so might be rattling the mic, but like that. So, sorry about that. Hey, Waylon, why don't you go outside, bud? Good boy, dude. Thank you. Go on, get outside. So anyways, so I had a great week. Worked a bit at the boat shops. I worked outside quite a bit, chainsawing and stuff. And I worked a lot on videos and a lot on online stuff. And life's going pretty well. I'm really looking forward to this upcoming week. I may or may not get episode 13 up next weekend. It looks like I might get a chance to go with a buddy on a little surf trip. So that's really exciting. I have a friend, my oldest friend from when we were 6 years old, was my closest friend all through our childhood years, and we've stayed in touch. And so he's talking about taking me on a little surf adventure for the weekend, and so I'm really looking forward to that. So we'll see if that pans out. He's a really busy guy, runs a successful business, and has a hard time getting away. We've been trying to do this for 3 years now, and we haven't quite made it. We did it once 4 years ago. So I think we're going to try again, and if his schedule allows, we'll do it. And I'm sure hoping that that happens. So I'm looking forward to this week. Got more work on deck in the boat world, and hoping to break out of this cold snap. We still have been freezing at night and warmer in the days and raining now, but I'm sure ready for spring. So let's see. You know, I'm going to keep this one pretty short again. I mostly just wanted to kind of touch base, tell you about my video stuff and what I was eating this week and how I'm feeling. I'm feeling great. As you guys know, I've been eating more this week. I've been eating about 3 pounds most days. My weight came back up from where I dropped it down. I'm back up almost to where I started back in November, which is fine. You know, my goal for that weight cut I did wasn't about numbers on the scale. It was just about the fact that I had that abdominal adiposity that I had gained back when I was not zero carb and had never gone away. And so I just wanted to get rid of that before I continue to try and build muscle, because I know I'm going to gain weight, I think, from here on out. So I've been eating quite a bit. I've been gaining a little bit of weight. My waist is a little bit bigger than it was a month ago, but not much. My pants still fit pretty well, so I'm loving that. And I'm definitely not going back to counting calories or anything like that. I'm definitely not going back to restricting anytime soon. I'm going to gain weight for a few months here and see what happens. If my waist does get too much bigger, then, you know, after 2 months or so, I'll probably do another little cut or whatever. But for the most part, I'd like to kind of get into a maintenance level of trying to build muscle and be stable in weight. But I do want to keep eating quite a bit because I like getting stronger. So my workouts have been great. I backed off a little bit. As you guys know, I got sore and sick last week. I'm adjusting my levels and backing off. And so I do. That kind of brings me to a little bit of what I want to talk about with this theme. Is it one of the things I wanted to talk about was goals and systems for staying focused and moving forward and staying positive. And I wanted to share something that works for me, has worked for me. So, you know, when I started on my path before I found zero carb, when I knew I wanted to change myself, one of the very first things I did was I started making goals. And one of the best tools I found for that for me was I found it on a subreddit on Reddit called 90 Day Goals. But really the idea is just that the tool is goals in 90 day blocks. And so I no longer participate in any group activity, but I do structure my goals in 90 day blocks. And I made myself a notebook, and every 3 months I sit down and I write down, you know, things I'd like to achieve in those 90 days. And when I started, they were really mundane things. They were things like brush your teeth every day and clean for 15 minutes and do yoga every day. And now they're bigger. You know, those smaller goals have become habits. You know, that's a really great way to start, is starting with goals that you want to become habits that you'd like to improve your life with. And over time, they do become habits. And 90 days is a real workable time frame to work those in. Once you've done things for 90 days, it seems like they're habits. It's also very easy to commit for 90 days. So that was the way I started. And then as the times have gone on, my goals have become much more substantial and larger and more ambiguous. You know, things like my health and financial sustainability here at home and things like that. I do still have smaller goals. I put my fitness goals on there. You know, I still put like muscle up, even though I haven't gotten there, and, you know, things like that. So, but that idea of 90-day goals, writing them down, and then I do a daily, actually I do a weekly sheet these days. I used to do a daily goal sheet that was kind of like my to-do list, and it would have my daily yoga and my brush my teeth and whatever else, that I wanted to make sure I did daily on there with little check boxes. And now I just do those by the week because I have, like I said, broader goals and it's more of a to-do list. But yeah, making those goals in 90-day increments made such a difference for me. They're, like I said, they're sustainable and they seem possible when you start them. They're also, it's a small, short period, so you write relatively small goals. It's surprising how much you can do in 90 days. And I also end up not beating myself up if I don't get it done and I put it on the next round. So I do these in 90-day blocks. I'll do them in about, you know, a 4-week or 5-week section, and then I'll take about half that week off. So I'll do all my workouts and everything. And then, you know, come at the end of 4 or 5 weeks on a Wednesday or so, I'll say, okay, take a little break, and I'll go Wednesday to Monday without working out, and I'll take a little break from some of my daily tasks, and then jump back into it and keep going. And that makes a nice sort of periodic break in my workout cycle to give me a much needed few days rest, which I think is crucial. And then in terms of the goals, it kind of gives me little windows of reset. And if I'm feeling like, oh, the workouts, I just can't do them anymore, or all these daily chores, you know, I leave them alone for a few days. And when I come back on the following Monday and I'm ready to start my next 5-week block, I usually am excited to start again. And so I do it like that. And then at the end of 90 days, I again get to the end of the 90 days and I take that usually a whole week off and just kind of think of it as a vacation. I mean, I still go to work and do whatever, but I give myself a break, you know, like don't work out and don't get up at 4 a.m. and hammer yourself super hard and push super hard. And it's great. Like I said, you know, mentally I get to that point where I'm like, oh, am I going to do this forever? I'm always so hard on myself. And then you take a break for a week and you go, yeah, I'm ready to get back to it. I don't want to be a stick in the mud, bump on a log, sitting here all day, you know. So it feels really good to get those breaks. They really refocus me. And I take that time then to revisit my goals mentally and look at my list over those few days and restructure and rewrite those things. So it's been really profound for me. And when I started, you know, like I said, it was very mundane things. And it was a lot about attitude. It was a lot about staying positive and staying in the moment. You know, at the time I was so fearful. I was ill. I thought I might have colon cancer or whatever it could be. I didn't know. And so my future was scary. I didn't know what was coming. I couldn't get to the doctor. I was scared of the doctor. And so I would just stay, you know, in the moment as best I could. And I would, whenever I would start to worry about my upcoming colonoscopy or what the future might hold, you know, I would just say, hey, look around. And I'd say, hey, what's wrong right now, Matt? And every time I'd be like, there's nothing wrong right now. What a beautiful moment this is. And so I just have really focused on staying in the moment. Now, it's funny, I don't really have those fears of the future. I'm optimistic and hopeful and excited about the future now. And so staying in the moment isn't as crucial as it was, but I still do it. And I do my best to be here now. And it's been very profound for me. So that's been one of my goals. And the goals really helped me do that. So here comes Waylon again to jump on his microphone. Waylon. Okay, bud. You can stay. I'll wrap it up here anyways. He's going to probably rattle the mic a little bit, but that's okay. Anyways, so staying positive, staying on point, moving forward, making progress. Those are, you know, the things that are important to me now. And my goals have my goal format of 90 days and my goal sheets and lists. Waylon, you got to go outside. My goal, go on. Thanks, bud. My goal sheets and lists in that 90-day format have been really, really crucial for me in that. So, you know, if you're just getting started and you're wanting to make some changes in yourself, I highly recommend you give it a try and go easy on yourself. Just like I was talking about learning calisthenics or learning how to work out, you know, think of it as a lifelong process. don't start with big goals and big dreams that you're maybe aren't going to get there and then just give up. You know, make it something simple. Like for me, something that was so profound was cleaning for 15 minutes every day. My house that I lived in before was so on my back. It was so big compared to how much effort I put into cleaning it. It was always, I thought it was a terrible mess. People think of me, I found, as a fairly clean person, but it drove me crazy. It was never clean enough for me, and because of that, I would never really clean it as much as I wanted to. And so one of the biggest changes I made with regards to that when I started to make progress was saying, I'm going to clean for 15 minutes every day. I don't need to finish what I'm doing. I just need to do it for 15 minutes. And I started setting an actual timer and just looking at whatever needed cleaning for 15 minutes. And it was amazing how if I did that every day, before too long, I had gotten in deep into some of the chores that, you know, I never would have gotten to. I'd already cleaned everything and surface cleaned everything a few times during the week, and it was time to move on to some of the big stuff. So that was really profound and really changed a lot of things for me. And more than anything, it just illustrated to me like how powerful that technique can be. And it allowed me to start to make the changes that led me to be where I am now. Things like working out, you know, regularly, and things like, you know, being able to manage my meals, and not that I need that anymore, as you see, makes it so easy. But when I was working so hard at it and being so disciplined in those early years, just those simple tasks of like, hey, a 15 minute job every day, you can do this. It's all you got to do to get through the day. Check off your list, do your yoga, check off your cleaning, you know, call your mom, whatever it might be. So, really profound for me, you guys. And still to this day, you know, I get up every morning and I do use the goal list, but I do something else. And that is that I announce my sort of positive affirmation to the whole world that, yesterday was a great day and today is going to be a great day. And that came with that 90-day goals, because when I started doing that, the group I was checking in with, we'd check in every day, talk about how we were doing on our goals, and I would just start out by saying, yesterday was awesome, I did really good in this way, and today's going to be awesome, I'm going to try and do all this. And you know, over time, I found that that was so valuable to me with my mental health, to staying focused and staying on point and just waking up and saying, I'm going to make progress today. And so those of you who know me on Twitter, or if you've looked at my blog to find this podcast, you'll know that I do that every day. And honestly, I know it makes me seem like a crazy person. I get up and I write the same blog post pretty much every day. I have for about a year now. And I don't care. It's funny to me. Again, people can read it. That's fine. But it's a super powerful tool for me. And part of that is making it public. I don't know why, but for some reason, like writing it down on a piece of paper for myself isn't the same as waking up and saying to the world, hey, yesterday was awesome. I hit my goals. I made it through my list and I checked them all off and I stayed focused on progress and being positive and being in the moment. And today I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm so looking forward to trying this. And I can't wait to see what happens, you know, what goals I get to today or what progress I make today. So as goofy as that is, and as funny and probably absolutely bonkers as my daily diary entries in my blog look, it's been really profound for me, and it's something that I will continue to do probably forever. And I may not always write it down for everybody, but I wake up and I announce to the world, you know, how thankful I am. I recognize my progress from and my hard work from the day before, and I commit to doing it again today in this opportunity that we've been given, because we have another chance. I'm not laying in my bed fatigued with blood running out of my butt and too tired to move and in too much pain. And I'm thankful for that every day. So, yeah. So there's my goals and positivity and progress. And, yeah. So I think that'll do it for today. You know, I'm trying my new camera and new lens and lighting and the microphone and everything. So hopefully this one will work. I'll just keep fine-tuning these as we go. and we'll see where it goes from here. But I'm sure enjoying leaving these journals and making these documents, and I'm sure enjoying all the interaction as always. Loving the positive feedback I'm getting from all you people, kind people. Thank you so much. And to connect with you and to hear that that I'm not alone and you're not alone. There's others out here like us. We have depression, we struggle, you know, with challenges, and we can get better. So, yeah. All right, that's enough for now, you guys. I'm going to try and have a great day and make a bunch of progress. I'm not sure what the day holds, but I'm sure looking forward to seeing it unfold, and hopefully you're doing the same. And thanks as always for watching. Leave me your comments and tell me how you guys are doing, and if I can help, I'd love to. And if I can hear from you and you can help any of us, by all means, share what you got. So, okay, I will hopefully see you guys real soon. It might not be next week, and it might be middle of next week by the time I get the next one. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll do one from the road, who knows. Okay, have a great day, everybody. See you next time.